Main Street, Anderson.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
When I first heard about the health dare, I was skeptical.
I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical.
My doctor said I needed to lose weight, but I wasn't sure if this was for me.
I'd already tried everything.
Other programs just weren't sustainable.
Then I heard on the radio how the health dare was helping all these people reverse their diabetes.
How the health dare was getting people off their blood pressure medicine.
How much weight people were losing on the health dare.
So with a money-back guarantee, I tried it.
I decided to take the health dare.
I took the health dare 90-day challenge.
That was months ago. In 8 weeks, I lost 48 pounds and 22 inches.
I couldn't believe it, but I lost 41 pounds of fat and 45 inches in just 5 weeks.
With the health dare, I lost over 200 pounds. But more importantly, I'm off my cholesterol and blood pressure meds. And my CPAP machine is in the closet.
It's because I took the health dare.
The health dare.
The health dare. And I dare you.
Book today at thehealthdare.com. That's thehealthdare.com.
Book your free consultation with a health coach at idaregreenville.com.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
Damn bees, get out of my food. What is going on? South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How about that, Ramona? How are you today, Ramona?
I'm doing fine.
Not as fine as we are. I mean myself and Donnell Clark.
I know.
I think that's who this guy is sitting next to me. Yeah, Donnell Clark. And we are out at the Smoking Pig in Pendleton, where the food is just absolutely unbelievable. In fact, unbelievable doesn't really cover it. You know, look, the Smoking Pig's a legend. Everybody knows about the Smoking Pig. It's just unbelievable. I mean, and You know, Ramona, I'm enjoying a pulled pork sandwich right now. This is my appetizer. It's enormous. The sandwich is enormous. They brought me four kinds of sauce. I think this is some brisket over here. That stuff is incredible. I'm having the potato salad side, which is unbelievable. The food, there are so many sides at the Smokin' Pig. It's just all incredible. The food is on. Donald Clark, who's already here, is like an expert on the Smokin' Pig, and he'd be saying, oh, that's not what you need to get. You need to get a bigger order of more things, is what Donald Clark said. I explained to him that this is just my appetizer. But that's where we are. We're at the Smokin' Pig in Pendleton. We're in the parking lot outside under the tent. Come and see us. It's a perfect day. It's a perfect day to come stuff your face at the Smokin' Pig. So come on out and do that with us. And while you're here, spend some money on Tigers for Tatas bracelets, where every single stinking penny goes to the cause. Every single stick. I've got a giant basket of them. I've got orange ones, purple ones. If someone already donated $20, look, here's the deal. These bracelets are $5 a piece, but it's for such an incredible cause that, you know, just open up your hearts. So come and buy 20 of them at a time, and let's clear the whole basket out for a great cause. Again, we are at the Smokin' Pig, right in Pendleton on the main drag, easy to get to. Everybody knows where the Smokin' Pig is, don't they? If you don't know where the Smokin' Pig is, you don't really live here, do you? And honestly, if you don't really live here, we don't want you. I'm just kidding. You're welcome, too. That's what GPSs are for. Come on out and see us. We're live at the Smoke. Donnell Clark. How the heck are you there, Donnell Clark?
I'm doing excellent. Well, how about you?
I'm glad to hear it. Are you drooling over the food yet?
Man, I was drooling when you told me where we were going to be at today.
Yes. You know what I learned today? I learned that JT Barrett's a Heisman candidate again. I learned that today. I saw that on Twitter, because he's thrown 18 touchdown passes against zero interceptions in the last. Bill, my man Bill's an Ohio State fan. Look at his interest level perk up. You mentioned Ohio State, his interest level perks up. You know, Bill, let me ask you a question there, salesman Bill. Bill is a great guy, by the way. Unfortunately, a Buckeye fan. No, we love Ohio State. Bill, who's the Buckeyes' best win? I already wrote this on Twitter today. I already know the answer to the question. I never ask a question, Bill, that I don't already know the answer to. So I'm like those attorneys. Who's the Buckeyes' best win? Go ahead, you
probably
can say it.
Probably against Alabama. National championship.
No. This year, Bill. Pay attention, Bill. This year. I didn't mean all time, Bill. I'm talking about this year. We're in the playoff hunt. JT Barrett wants to win the Heisman.
The best victory this year is Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
Nebraska lost at home to Northern Illinois. Well, Nebraska's about to fire Mike Riley. They're going to drive his sorry butt to the state line and kick him right over the border. That's not Nebraska. That's the wrong answer. Does anybody know the right answer here? Who's the...
This year.
Yeah, this year, Ohio State's best win. What Ohio State beat Nebraska, Bill, by in Lincoln? 110-0? It was like 110-0, right? That's not their best win, Bill. That's wrong answer. Look at Will. Will, omnipresent Will. There's 17 of Will. Will is looking up the schedule. Donnell Clark over here looking up the schedule. Don't bother, gentlemen. Army. Let me tell you. Army. Ohio State's best win is Army, and they're talking about this schmuck winning the Heisman Trophy. You can't win the Heisman Trophy for beating Army unless you were playing, you know, backward. Blanchard was playing. You don't win the Heisman Trophy for beating Army. No. So that's a no. And by the way, another one. The other day I heard Jalen Hurts again. Jalen Hurts, Alabama. He should be amongst the front runners for the Heisman. Are you people blind, stupid, or both? Jalen Hurts, like the 15th best player on his own team. Who's the best player in Alabama? Let's try it. You didn't get the first question, but let's try a second question, gentlemen. It's another live on-air quiz. Who's the best player in Alabama? Anybody? Do any of you people know a player at Alabama? Other than Jalen Hurts?
Yeah,
you see, I'm getting the Jalen Hurts. The answer is Minka Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Minka Fitzpatrick is the best player at Alabama. So if you're going to give it to somebody who plays for Alabama, give it to Minka Fitzpatrick. Don't give it to that scrub Jalen Hurts. We already saw Jalen Hurts play in the national championship game. He threw for 120 yards. He was the reason they lost. And we're going to give him the Heisman Trophy. Jalen Hurts, JT Barrett just saying no. Those two guys cannot win the Heisman Trophy. Well, they can because there are a whole lot of stupid people in the world, but, you know, they shouldn't. I mean, nobody in their right mind would vote for either one of those guys to win the Heisman Trophy. It's utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. No. No Jalen Hurts. No JT Barrett to win the Heisman Trophy. Who do you like to win the Heisman Trophy then? Go ahead. This is more an opinion question, gentlemen. So you'll probably get this one right.
That's a good one. I like what Saquon Barkley's doing up for Penn State.
Well, that's a good answer.
I mean, he's setting it on fire. I like what Love's doing out at Stanford.
Yeah.
But they just don't – I don't think they're going to win enough games for him to win it.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging over 10 yards a carry. And you know, of course, half those defenses that he's running against are like high school defenses. You know, you see better defenses on Friday night when you're calling high school football games than some of those defenses. But still, you know, 10.5 yards a carry is 10.5 yards a carry, and that's what he's doing. So I think that, you know, if we're just going to stick to the offensive players, then I think you have to say that Saquon Barkley, that Bryce Love, that Baker Mayfield, until he loses in Manhattan, Kansas this week. Baker Mayfield, you know, man, do I hate Baker Mayfield. I just, you know, I don't hate many people. Well, I mean, not too many. But man, do I hate Baker Mayfield. I don't know what it is about Baker Mayfield. You know, it's he runs all around like the first 10 minutes, you know, the chicken with the head cut off thing. And you know, at the end of the games, when the games matter, he always stinks. But he made a play against Texas, so we'll see. We'll see. Baker Mayfield, though, to be fair, to this point, he has to be in the conversation, in part because the other quarterbacks have all stunk up the joint.
Yeah, they really have.
You can't give it to Sam Darnold. Although, you know, it's funny. Southern California, I'm the president, Will. You can look this up for me. Southern California, I believe, has won 15 of their last 16. And people don't realize that. I think they've won 15 of the last 16 games. The only loss during that time is to whom? Southern Cal's won 15 of 16. Don't you answer, Will. You're looking up. Who's the only loss to?
They lost Alabama.
Yell right out when you know them.
They lost Alabama last season.
Washington State.
Yeah.
They didn't lose to Alabama. Washington lost to Alabama.
Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right. That's why I host this show. That's why you only show up every once in a great while.
You don't know what the talks are on the background wall.
Yeah, right. You know, the only game that USC has lost, I think, in the last 16 games was actually at Washington State a few weeks ago. And it was like a 31-28 game. I think that's the only game they've lost in the last 16 games. And, you know, everyone talks about, oh, they're not really playing well. They're not doing this. But they've won 15 of 16 over a year and a half. That's pretty good. It's hard to be much better than 15 of 16. So we'll see. They have a test this weekend at Notre Dame. We're going to find out a lot about both those teams this weekend, about what they are, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You have any thoughts, Donald Clark, on USC at Notre Dame?
I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's, you know, Notre Dame took that loss early in the season to Georgia. I think the run they've been on here since that time has been pretty good. So I think we're going to find out a lot about them versus this USC team this weekend.
Do you know who Notre Dame, you know, everyone always talks about Notre Dame joining the ACC or joining the conference. They don't need to. They have everything they want. You know, the ACC gave away their virginity to Notre Dame when they made that deal, and Notre Dame doesn't need to marry them. So, you know, Notre Dame got everything they wanted. The ACC cooks for them, cleans up, everything else. But Notre Dame doesn't need to enter into any permanent partnership. But if you wonder whether they have enough juice left on the schedule to make the playoff, considering they don't have a conference championship game, well, they play Southern California, NC State, Miami, and Stanford. There's a lot of juice there. There's a lot of juice in those games. If they win those games, they're going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're Notre Dame. You know, if they win those games, they're going to the college football playoff. You know, I saw a thing this morning. It was, I forget which network, commentators, I don't know. But every single one of them had Alabama and Georgia in the playoff. Are we buying that? Are we buying every single person believes that Alabama and Georgia are both going to the playoffs?
I don't think they'll do that.
Look, the SEC is always enjoyed that favorite son status, but how are both those teams going to the playoffs? They're going to play in the SEC championship, mm-hmm. presumably. That means one of them is going to lose. So one of them is going to lose the SEC championship, and then you're just going to put them right back in the playoff? I mean, okay, Alabama, look, maybe if it's 31-30.
Yeah.
What if it's 41-10? What if Bama beats Georgia 41-10? Which actually sounds about right. But let's say they beat Georgia 41-10. What? You're going to put Georgia in the playoff?
Yeah, you can't.
You know, let me tell you something. First of all, these teams all have a lot of work to do. Georgia still has to go to Auburn. I know Auburn laid a stink bomb last week. That doesn't mean they're not beating Georgia at home. Georgia still has to go to Georgia Tech, who they can't beat now. You know, we'll see. I mean, there are a lot of games left to be played. And like we always tell you, there are always games that nobody expects. And you know one of the reasons why? I'll tell you why. Because when you get to be 7-0, 8-0 at the end of the year, suddenly the pressure on you is unreal. And it makes cowards out of a lot of these teams. That's why you have these inexplicable late season losses where somebody will say, well, why'd they lose to, you know, a few years ago, why'd they lose to Iowa State? Well, because that's the way it works. And you'll see a lot of that, I think, down the stretch here. I think a lot of these teams are going to be exposed. I mean, look, people are talking about Miami in the college football playoff. Miami. Miami's the third best team in their own state. I'd make Central Florida a 10-point favorite over Miami on a neutral field. 10-point favorite. Miami stinks. Miami's not a playoff team. If they put Miami in the playoff, Miami would be the worst playoff team in history. They'll lose game one by 40. Just say no to the Miami Hurricanes as a playoff team. I mean, come on. Walt Dipchula Road Rage. We're live from Smokin' Pig, the barbecue place. Come on out and see us.
Mr. Clemson, Eric McLean invites you to join him November 16th for the 9th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Pep Rally. Join Big Mac along with his friends and former Tiger players Jay Guillermo, Travis Blanks, Jadar Johnson, and Rod McDowell. This year, the rally is at the Revel Events Center, formerly the Handlebar. It's where Stone Avenue and Wade Hampton Boulevard meet next to Canal Insurance. They'll be joined by former Gamecock players Brandon Bennett, John Stamper, and Toby Cates. This is a great event to help raise money and awareness for a great cause, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Upstate. As always, there'll be music, tailgate, food and drink from area restaurants, and memories from past games, as well as silent and live auctions. For tickets and information, call 242-0676 or go online at bbbspeprally.com. The 9th Annual Clemson Carolina Pep Rally, November 16th, Revel Events Center, Greenville.
Welcome to Miami!
Tire and Service in Easley in Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of four Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361, that's 859-1361, and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today. For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123. Proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
I'm Dabo Sweeney. For years, you've listened to me talk about the good people and superior service at Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Now I have some really exciting news. They have merged with Priority One Security, another local company with the same standard of excellence in residential, commercial, and industrial security. The same people are still in place making sure that your property is protected around the clock no matter where you are. Priority One Security. Take it from me.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
What all the fuss is about. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators. Carolina Generators.
You and your guests are ready for the big game, but is your house? Zero Res has your back because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. In October only, get three rooms for $129 and get a hallway for free when you mention my name, Mickey. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, is the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I could take the pitchfork from the devil, keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky, judge and throw the cops in jail. Make the meanest woman break down and cry.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCB. Too busy eating to talk on the radio. Donald Clark, what do you get when you, what's your go-to meal here at the Smoking Pig, Donald Clark?
The PBR, the pork brisket and rib plate. With some Brunswick stew and some baked beans, that's like heaven. I think I might slap my mama for that plate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, it's funny because we had a Georgia Tech guy stop over, and actually he's in there getting food now, and he asked about the barbecue. And look, seriously, everybody in this whole area, if you're from here, everybody knows Smoking Pig Barbecue. I mean, it's just... it's legendary. It's where everybody goes. I mean, it's just where everybody goes. So wearing Pendleton stuff in our faces, come out and stuff yours. It's absolutely incredible. We're set up here in the parking lot. It's a beautiful day. It's like 70 degrees, a little breeze. How about that, Donald Clark?
Yeah, it feels amazing outside. Yeah.
Do you remember the last time we were out here and Salesman Bill said so? He says it wasn't him. He says it was a guy who was fired.
Yeah, we were cooking.
Yeah, he says it was a guy who was fired. We were across the street over there.
Yep.
And the temperature was like, 118?
It was.
The shade?
Yep.
It was the worst remote ever. it was just absolutely impossible. I mean, it was, it must have been the hottest day outside in South Carolina in like 20 years. Not today. Today, things could not be more perfect, except for these bees.
Yeah, they trip.
These bees want my barbecue. I just keep smashing them. Intern Will says, is there any spray I can get? I said, Will, you're not spraying around my food with bug killer. You know, Will is, I've got to say, Will is like the greatest intern ever, Ramoni. He is omnipresent. It's like there are, you know, it's like Team Will. it's like Team Will. I mean, because, you know, generally you get these interns, you know, and they hide over in the corner. You know, when they're on here, they don't want to talk. And quite honestly, wouldn't want them to talk. And then when they're setting things up, you know, they're like, you know, they're hiding over there somewhere, and they're not Will. Will, I'm telling you, Will is like Team Will. I mean, I'm talking to Will, and then I hear something hit the thing from behind. And I'm thinking, I said, what is that, a bird? And Donald says, it's Will. I said, no, Will is here. Will is there. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Will is omnipresent. Will may own the world one day. I think so.
No offense to Will, but
President Will. Does all his own work. Doesn't have a cabinet. Hey, you're welcome to get in. You want 654-7627. We're live from the Smoking Pig. We have lots to get to. I want to talk some NFL today too. But we have a lot more college football to get to. You know who Drew Costa is, Dono?
I don't. Who is that?
He's the student kicker who's trying out to see if he can claim the job.
Can't be worse than we saw last week, so.
You know, it's like I said, I have a fix for it. People just don't listen. I mean, I can fix Alex Spence's kicking problems in 2 seconds.
How so?
Get Jay Feely to do the color commentary on the game.
How's that help?
Oh, Donnell Clark, you missed that?
I did.
You missed my whole Jay Feely stuff?
Yeah.
Fricano's long is 46. He didn't go back this far in warm-ups. This would be a big kick for him.
6 of 7 on the year is Paulie Fricano. Fricano is 6 of 8 now.
Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough, but he knocked it through, Ben. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Fricano. Eastern Michigan answers 3-3.
I've been doing this a long time. That's still the greatest thing ever. There were signs for him, Don. I'll see. You're not hip to this whole thing, but there were signs. The play-by-play guy said he's 6 of 8 now, indicating it had missed.
Yes.
But this guy, Jay Feely, former kicker, just keeps embellishing. He keeps adding layers to the story. The kick missed by 20 yards. The kick was 5 yards short and 20 yards to the right. And Jay Feely kept embellishing how the kick was good. Off the crossbar. He just barely made it. That's a big kick for Paulie Fricano, Ben. It's a big kick. And now, you know, as we go to break, we're all tied up at 3. The only shame of it is that we didn't get to see the conversation during the break.
Yeah.
Because it's still, the whole thing is still such a mystery. Hey, you want to get in, you can get in. 654-7627, 654-7627, and we will entertain your phone calls. Let me get to Randall. Randall wants to say nice things about Donnell.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, then I don't want him. No. No. No, Randall, this is not a... what do you mean nice things about Donnell?
I probably did something good for him.
Do you know Randall, Donnell?
I don't. Not that I know of.
All right, then I'll let him on. All right, Randall.
Hey.
Yes, Walt. First time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome in, Randall.
Okay. I just wanted to say hello to Donnell Clark. He may not remember me or my wife, but hopefully he does. We had the opportunity to meet him week before last, and we were talking with him and sharing some old football stories. And I had my wife was a little bit weepy. My wife and I has recently tragically lost our two grandchildren, and we were talking with Donnell, and he and my wife made a connection, and he was basically telling my wife, you know, how everything was going to be okay, gave her a hug, and just really sincere, and he probably doesn't, Donnell probably doesn't realize what an impact that had on my wife. That day, it was such a tough day for her, and I still remember it, and she's talked about it ever since. But he was such an influence on her, and giving her encouragement through our tragic loss. And I just wanted to let him know that we really appreciate him. He's a real genuine individual. Glad to have met him, and just wanted to say thanks.
CP 105.5 The Roar. Ramona, fade that music. Let me get back to Randall. Randall was telling a story, and we were interrupted. I want to apologize to him. Randall, I apologize. It was
an
inopportune technical difficulty. I'm very sorry. So you go ahead. You were saying?
Yes. I just wanted to let Donnell Clark know that my wife and I were out shopping a couple of weeks ago, and we had the opportunity to meet him. And just a little background, my wife and I suffered a very tragic loss back in July. We lost both of our grandchildren tragically. And when we were out that day, we had an opportunity to meet Donnell. And we were sharing some stories. And my wife got to talk to him, got to meet him. And I just wanted him to know that the encouragement that he gave her that day was one of those tough, tough days for both of us, and especially my wife, and the encouragement that he was able to give her that day really, truly lifted her up, and it was a very genuine, heartfelt, sincere feedback for her, and I just wanted to let him know how much we appreciate him. So many people have reached out to us and console our family, and that was certainly a very good gentleman that he is, very sincere. We really appreciate him.
Hey, Randall, that's kind of you. Donnell relayed your story to me during the break. I just want to say that my thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, and I can't imagine the pain and anguish that you've gone through, and we appreciate you calling in to mention that. And again, I wish you the very best going forward and trying to rebuild your life.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Walt. And if you would let Donnell know that how much we really appreciate him.
Go ahead, Donnell.
Oh, yeah, no problem, Randall. It was a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to speak with you and your wife, and And like I told you that day, my thoughts and prayers, my family thoughts and prayers, I know WCCP's thoughts and prayers as well, go out to you. I know you guys believe in a higher power, and you'll be taken care of at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. It's really good to hear your voice again. I can't wait to let my wife know we got to speak today on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
She was a riot, so no problem. You take care.
Thank you, Randall.
I will, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, truly tragic situation. We're not going to get into the details here, but yeah, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Randall. Before we get a break, and we're telling you that we're live from the Smoking Pig in Pendleton, come and see us. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme Donuts, another place that Donald Club loves. You know, Krispy Kreme, who doesn't love Krispy Kreme Donuts? Really, who doesn't? I mean, everyone, if you're not really an American, are you, if you don't love Krispy Kreme Donuts? Really, it's the only donut shop, isn't there? I mean, first of all, it's the only donut shop that makes the donuts where they sell them. Anderson, Spartanburg, go see the Reese family. That's where they make the donuts. Today is Thursday, Ramona, so tomorrow, after 6 p.m., they have the hot original glazed pumpkin donuts, right?
Yeah, that
is
correct.
One of the biggest, hottest donuts of the whole season. You can get that tomorrow after 6 p.m. You can get the cake pumpkin donuts in Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme right this moment. And the others you can get tomorrow after 6 p.m. While you're there, get a couple dozen of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut that humanity's ever conceived of. And, of course, try the hot original glaze, which, you know, is the biggest ticket always. It's the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg. Look, you have some sort of fundraising venture, let's say. Church group, youth group, I don't know, whatever you are. You want to raise money. How do you do it? Well, you can go to that stale cookie place everybody else goes to, or you can get fresh Krispy Kreme donuts from the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. They'll tell you how to raise money. Call them today. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. You can get in on the phone lines right now. 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. Now's the time. You should be out here, though, at the Smoking Pig. Come on out and see us. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Just like our national champion Clemson Tigers, John Deere and AgPro know a thing or two about leaving it all on the field. Their compact tractors feature legendary toughness, strength, and unrivaled durability. Right now, you can check out the entire John Deere lineup at AgPro. They even have special financing available, so it won't take a big bite out of your budget. Find the location nearest you or request a quote today at agproco.com.
We're blessed to be able to play golf year-round, and especially right now when the temperatures make a round at Arrowhead Point ideal for you and your playing partners. They invite you to go online and check out the great deals you can take advantage of. Get your friends together and book a round or two at Arrowhead Point. For more information or to book your round at this raved-about course, go to arrowheadpointghc.com or call 706-283-6000. Ideal golf, ideal time of year. Arrowhead Point. arrowheadpointg-c.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can?
Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Hit the road in a 2017 Mustang V6 Coupe with 6-speed manual transmission. Sale priced at just $22,599 plus tax and tag. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and 4 generations. George Coleman Ford, the ride of a lifetime.
Offer expires October 31st. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Thursday at 5:30 p.m., join the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce in downtown Central for its annual Human Checkers Match, featuring Clemson University versus Southern Wesleyan University. While there, enjoy the fine tastings of local restaurants from A Taste of Central. Join us at the corner of Main and Church Street in the parking lot next to Hachi Express for this free family event. Thank you to our title sponsor, CatBus, our board sponsor, Founders Federal, and award sponsor, Central Heritage Society.
Are you in need of great talent for your business but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools like ZipRecruiter, where you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, and then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting so you receive the best possible matches. And that's why ZipRecruiter's different. You know, unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. So it's no wonder that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. It's the smartest way to hire, and you can find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Try it for free, listeners of our show, at ZipRecruiter.com/Qwalk. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Qwalk.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Understand me now, it's sometimes I seem a little mad, but don't you know that no life can always be in danger, and when things go wrong I seem a little mad. Sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that is hard to hide.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the Smoking Pig in Pendleton. Come on out and see us. By the way, Donnell, I have plenty of evidence that I've been eating Smoking Pig all over me.
That's when you know it's
well,
good.
Because I have so many things in front of me that... You know, and then I've got, I'm dealing with the bee attacks. By the way, if they sting me, I'll have a break so I can kill every last one of them by hand. You can get in 654-7627. My right leg, you know, Steve and company were nice enough to bring me this array of sauces, and I love all the sauces. And as proof that I love all the sauces, I have all of them on my right leg. Now, I came without stains. You can't. You know, maybe you can't leave the Smoking Pig without stains. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's seriously, it's all over my right leg. Yeah. Yeah. And part of it's probably because I keep swinging at these bees. Bees love Smoking Pig food too. Oh yeah. Come on out and see us. Let me get to Joe on the Northland communication phone lines. Joe!
How's it going, guys?
Oops. Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, I'm jealous you got the good barbecue today. I'm about Notre Dame, Walt. I really want to buy into them, but last time I bought into them, I got burned and they got blown out by Notre Dame and humiliated on national television. Is this the same type of team that's going to get to the playoffs potentially and get blown out again?
You're talking about Notre Dame when they got destroyed by Alabama?
Yeah.
I think it's too early to know exactly what Notre Dame is. I think we'll find out a lot this weekend. This is a game that they have to win if they really want to be considered on that level. It's also a game that Southern Cal needs desperately, so it's sort of a proving ground for one of these teams. I don't think either of them is a national championship contender right now, but the winner may emerge as one. You know, Brandon Wimbush is a really gifted runner. He had a foot injury that he just came back from, and I want to see how he moves. I mean, you know, he's going to play this weekend. He's been cleared to play, but I don't know what that means. I mean, play like Kelly Bryant played against Syracuse. Is he limited? Only the game is going to tell. That combination of Wimbush and Josh Adams gives them a really dynamic zone read running combination. And that offensive line is pretty good. Defensively, they're still not great. I'll tell you another problem they have. Their receivers can't get any separation. Even Equanimeous St. Brown is supposed to be all that. He's not. He can't get any separation either. So that's another issue they face. Look, I'm not in love with them against Southern Cal this weekend. I mean, I picked Notre Dame in that contest, but I went back and forth on that game. And the more I think about it right now, I'm not all that sold on my own pick. So that game's going to be 24-21, 27-24. The winner will emerge, at least for the short term, as a contender. The loser will be finished.
Yeah, I mean, I just want competitive Final Four games. I know the first two, basically, ever since the playoffs started, was blowouts. I mean, I don't know about Notre Dame. I don't think they'll ever win the national championship. I don't think they have the personnel to do it. I don't think they can recruit for it. And quite frankly, you know, their alumni overrates them almost like Michigan. But appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. You can get in 654-7627. Ramona, I've momentarily lost everything, so I have no concept of time or anything, just to give you a heads up. I can't do that right now. There's nothing on the screen. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to talk a little bit about Clemson basketball as well. I had Brad Brownell on the other day, Donnell, and are you excited about the basketball season?
I am. I think those guys got a lot of opportunities last year. I think they got another year in the system, and I expect a run this year from this team.
Yeah, I think so, too. Again, for me, it starts with Mitchell and Reed, backcourt. I have long thought that this could be one of the best backcourts in the ACC, and I thought they were playing like that late last year, and they're back, assuming Mitchell's health, which is a big assumption, because Brad Brownell indicated to me that, you know, basically it is what it is. He's going to play through pain, and it's never going to be whole, and that his lateral movement is compromised to a degree. And, you know, he has some issues leveling off dribblers on the defensive side of the court, and Clemson's going to have to help him in that regard. On the other hand, Marquise Reed is sort of built to play both. Reed is a guy who is really difficult to level off, can get to the rim, can create his own shot, hits 90% for the foul line, and is built to play defense as well. He needs to play better defense, but he's built to play defense. He has lateral quickness. He has athleticism. He has all those ingredients. So, you know, it'll be interesting to watch that backcourt play. Elijah Thomas is a guy who can score. He needs to prove he can play defense and rebound. We need all that from him. Hey, thank you very much. He needs to prove he can play defense and rebound because Clemson's going to need that out of him. You know, what's the ingredient, Donnell, that this team does not have? There's one ingredient that they do not have.
I don't see a rim protector.
That's that.
Donnell Clark just answered a basketball question.
I've been bowling, Walt.
Yeah. Donnell Clark translating his YMCA stuff over to Clemson basketball. Yeah, that's it exactly. There is no rim protector. There's no shot changer. There's no presence at all in that regard. And we'll see whether they get that from anywhere. You know, the guy who has a chance of the young players to maybe offer that potential is Malik Williams, but we'll see at what rate he develops, including physically. You look at this group, though, that returns, and again, I think Mitchell and Reed will be one of the ACC's best backcourts. I think Elijah Thomas is a guy who can consistently give Clemson 15 mm-hmm. points a game on the low block. What he needs to give Clemson are two block shots and 8 rebounds.
Yes.
In addition to that. If he can do that, then this team has a real chance. Dante Grantham has been a lot of talk about. Obviously, he played some point last year. It seems like people have forgotten it. But, you know, he is ticketed as the 4 spot. You know, look, the truth about basketball now is it's almost played in a positionless way. Mm-hmm. There aren't really conventional 1-2-3-4-5s anymore. That's not how the game is played anymore. And so you have this mix of guys always. And you know, what you get with a Dante Grantham when you play him at the 4 is he has a quickness advantage over anyone who guards him. And now the question is, will he take advantage of that? Dante Grantham is a good player, but he needs to be a better player. Yes. He shoots about 30% from three-point range. That figure needs to go up, especially if he's going to be a designated three-point shooter. Yeah, as much as we talk about it, he doesn't take advantage of his potential to drive the ball. He doesn't do that much. He's primarily been a spot-up shooter and or a facilitator, which is why he winds up with this potential dual role of 4/1. I think what you're going to see from Dante Grantham is what you've always seen from Dante Grantham. I think he'll have one game where he shoots, 6 of 7 from 3 and winds up with 22 points. And I think he'll have another game where he scores 3 points and just isn't much of a factor. He does not hunt the shot. He's sort of a basketball pacifist.
Yeah.
And, he lets things come through him or come to him. So we'll see how his role develops over the course of the year. Gabe DeVoe is a guy who reinvented his body last year. He became a better defensive player. Mm-hmm. I think the kid plays with heart and energy now. But as a guy who's an alleged shooter, he needs to shoot it better because he just didn't shoot it all that well last year. He needs to shoot it better. If you're gonna be a shooter, you better shoot it better.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And so I'm interested to see what he gives this team. And then we get into the new bloods and the group of players that Brad Brownell brought in. I've talked about David Skara since last year. Skara is a guy I expect a lot of things from. I've watched Skara play for Valpo. I've watched his film. I've seen him, and I think I pretty much know who he is. I saw him play live at Valpo. I've gone back and watched all his film at Valpo. I think Scar is an interesting guy because he has sort of a complete floor game. Again, he's not a guy who hunts the shot, but he can shoot the 3. He can put the ball on the ground and take it to the rim. He's more athletic than you think. And his greatest promise is that he guards. He can guard multiple positions. And this team needs defense because this team has offense finally, but this team has also not yet shown an ability to be able to guard and string stops together. And if you're going to play winning basketball in the ACC, you're going to have to be able to do that. The offense is great. Hey, thank you very much. The offense is great, but at some point, you're going to have to string stops together if you want to win conference games.
Yeah, I think they do. And for me, they got to be more aggressive. I think on the offensive end of the ball, they got to get just everybody needs to be attacking. Sometimes they play a little bit too passive for my liking. I think if they get that aggressive aspect of them, a guy like Gabe DeVoe, like you said, he's got to shoot the 3 better, but I think he hesitates a little bit before he shoots it. He's got to get it, catch it in rhythm, and let the ball fly and deal with the consequences of the shot.
Well, look, the guys I want attacking, I want Mitchell and Reed attacking constantly.
That's true.
I want both of those guys attacking from beginning to end, creating for themselves, for others, getting to the free throw line. You know, the most underrated element of basketball is free throw attempts. People always talk about percentages, but attempts are the most important thing. The teams that win get to the free throw line. Well, in Mitchell and Reed, you have two guys who between them shoot like 85%. So if they're getting to the line, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yep.
And I want Reed to have 10 free throws every game. I want Mitchell to have 8 free throws every game. If that happens, Clemson's going to win a lot of basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, that's free points. Those guys are going to knock out 15 of 18 free throws. So they need to get to the line. And they're both capable of it. They're both capable of doing just that. And they can also both shoot the ball from deep. Mitchell shot 45% from three-point range last year. You know, and I think both of those guys will obviously be key. I think David Skara will be key because of his versatility. And, you know, and because Clemson's going to play some drive and kick. You know, when you have guys like Mitchell and Reed, you're going to play some drive and kick. And the beneficiaries should be guys like Skara and Dante Grantham.
Yes.
And or maybe even a Gabe DeVoe. You know, those guys should be the beneficiary of the guard's ability to create dribble penetration. Now, the rest of this group of young players and veterans, you have Mark Donnell from Michigan, who Brad Brownell talked about on the show as well with me the other day. And he has big expectations, I think, from Mark Donnell. He has to, because this team doesn't have a lot of big bodies. And so you're going to need some of that from somewhere. And I think that's the hope for Mark Donnell. Now, Mark Donnell is a fifth-year player who was not retained by Michigan. Michigan basically did not pick up his option year and told him that they wouldn't be, which is why he wound up seeking a new destination to play. We'll talk more about this on the other side. We're live from the Smoking Pig. Come on out and see us this afternoon.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer